It's 1 o'clock in the afternoon on Wednesday, the 4th of June. I'm about 15 kilometres south of Katherine, which is my goal for the day, so quite early. I'm on the Stuart Highway, travelling north. Stuart Highway is the main road connecting Adelaide and Darwin. It's the busiest road I've been on since I left Mount Isa a few days ago. Quite a lot of traffic, including plenty of trucks and oversized vehicles. I have to keep watching behind just so I'm not at the same point as two large vehicles pass each other in opposite directions, which doesn't leave much room. I've had to get off onto the gravel a couple of times. Plenty of tourists, plenty of waves, even had a couple stopping to take pictures of me as I rode past and give me a wave. Plenty of waves from the trucks too, which has been nice. It's hot. Well, it is, if you've been coming out of winter, probably low 30s degrees centigrade. Cloudless sky, sun's been blazing down. It was quite a cool night, but at about 8 o'clock, the temperature must have jumped about 10 or 15 degrees, well, 10 degrees centigrade. It went from being cool to warm very quickly. I started pretty early, got up about 12:30, got away by about 1:15 this morning, and it was very quiet on the highway early on. Only a few road trains and that was a couple of cars and that was pretty much it. You can sort of tell how quiet it is because I've been having a break every 50 kilometres of stop for 10 or 15 minutes and have a drink and a snack. Often in the early hours of the morning when I stop, I have a Red Bull or something with caffeine in it and make sure I don't doze off in those hours just before dawn, which is seems to be a regular risk with me. Anyway, most days since I left Mount Isa, if I stop for those short breaks, I just find a signpost or something I can lean the bike up against and just sit down in the middle of the road because there's no traffic coming and have my my little picnic, watching the stars, seeing if I can see any shooting stars or satellites. And it's always a very pleasant way to spend a 10 or 15 minute break. I have to make sure I don't lie down just in case I go to sleep. One of the reasons I made sure I got away early this morning was that I've arranged to go into the Casuarina Street Primary School in Katherine at the request of Rodney Gregg, a teacher there, to meet his class. They've been tracking my progress around Australia. I hope I'm not tempting fate because I went in and did the same thing last year to the class he had that year. And then, as some of you will know, pulled out with a leg injury about a week later and didn't make it, although the class was very supportive and I got a very nice big card from them after I got back to back home, saying how sorry they felt for me and commending me on my effort. Anyway, touch wood, the final story will be different this time. So anyway, I called Rodney last night from Daly Waters and said my goal was to be there between 1 and 2 this afternoon at the school. I think I'm just going to squeeze in before 2. The countryside today has been pretty much the same as usual. Timbered grazing country, seen a few cows, not that much. Just coming into Katherine now, there's a sign off to the RAAF base at Tyndall. It's one of Australian Air Force's larger northern bases. And I know that Rodney Gregg said a good proportion of the school kids in his class are service personnel children, so there's quite a high turnover. There's supposed to be a following wind today, but it's really only sprung up in the last 50k. Earlier on it was a headwind. I'm starting to formulate this theory that whatever the daytime wind direction is, the nighttime wind direction is the opposite. It's as though all that air has to rush back so it can get rush forward again. I'm sure there's no scientific basis for that theory, but that seems to be the way it feels the last few mornings. In fact, more than the last few mornings. I've always felt like I've been pushing against the wind a little bit when I start. I've booked a motel in the middle of town. Catherine's a reasonable sized town, and sort of definitely a regional centre in the Northern Territory. You know, big enough to have a shopping mall in the middle of town. And hopefully I'll be able to check in by 3 o'clock. After spending 45 minutes or so at the school, and then do my regular chores, get something to eat, and get into bed before 6 o'clock, maybe even before 5 o'clock, if I can manage it. And then aim to make another early start tomorrow. I think that's the best way for me to go. It means if I encounter any problems during the day, I've still got a fair bit of daylight to get to my goal. I'm going to try and book ahead each day so that I know I've got somewhere to sleep that night where that's feasible. It's not going to be feasible every night. And then I've got a little more certainty, good sleep, shower, departure time. And up in these latitudes, in the tropics here, definitely cooler travelling at night than during the day. Been going through quite a bit of fluid in the last 2 hours on the bike. I forgot to say that although it's been savannah pretty much the whole way, the road did cross a swamp, tropical swamp, on a kind of causeway a bit before Mataranka, which was where I had my breakfast about 100 kilometres ago. And that swamp was just full of all kinds of water birds and water lilies, and just really nice. It definitely gives you that feeling that you're in the tropics, which I am. That's it for now.